www.thebeatmaker.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney as we get ready for yet another week closer to the end of the year. It just keeps getting more interesting, doesn't it? From the world of politics to what's happening in our universities. Penn State certainly still in the middle of a firestorm. We have the latest on that. Speaking of a firestorm, what about what's happening once again on the street? The SNP putting 15 governments on notice. What's that about? And we keep watching to see what's going on with Europe as it affects our stocks and possible rallies. And if you say, ah, who cares about that? I don't have a nickel to invest. Some of you do have 401ks. Some of you had to roll out of those 401ks because you're a couple jobs out of the one where you were earning some of that money. So you do care because you probably have even a little bit of your retirement sitting there waiting to be reinvested. And you're confused as to what you should do. That's why we've certainly seen gold and commodities really rise in the past couple of years because of the uncertainty. If you think everything's going to end up being steady, as we watch what's going on with Congress and our crazy deficit, the super committee was worthless. There seems to be no agreement on anything that this group does when they come back after the 16th, because maybe they, I don't know, they might not leave the 16th. That's the other thing. They're supposed to, Congress is supposed to leave on the 16th. But they might not be taking that break if they don't get a few things done. After all, it is about getting things done. Newt Gingrich says that's what he's running on. He's running on stopping the gridlock and bringing the nation back to his version of common sense. Donald Trump likes some of what Newt Gingrich has to say, and it's kind of a mutual thing. Here's what Newt had to say about the Donald.
Donald Trump is a great showman. He's also a great businessman. If we're trying to figure out how to create jobs, I think one of the differences between my party and the other party is we actually go to people who know how to create jobs.
There you go. Creating jobs. And Trump, what's the deal? Endorsement? Is he running? What's he going to do 2012? Everybody still wants to know.
The debate is December 27th. I'm looking to endorse somebody after that debate. I'm not looking at anything. Now, if the wrong person gets in, that's different, but I'm not looking for the wrong person to get in. I don't think the wrong person will be chosen.
Wow, how about that? Pretty confident that he's going to pick the winner, too, I guess. And certainly not a fan of Barack Obama's. Trump at one point thought about running, kind of teased that for a while, and then decided that wasn't what he was going to do. Now he's going to lead the debate. You heard him plug it there on the 27th, actually. The 27th is what he said. And we've had 10 already, 10 debates. And there's still several more before we get to the end of this year. That's another one, the one that Trump is moderating. So by the time we roll into 2012, it'll be 13. Wow, 13. I bet they wish it was 13, only 13 jobs that they would lose at the U.S. Postal Service. I think the people that work for the Postal Service knew that this day was coming, but now they've announced a $2.1 billion cost savings proposal that they say would result in the end of next day service. So you will not ever be able to mail anything starting maybe as soon as April and know that it's going to get there in one day, meaning the 44-cent stamp, the first class mail, all of that. Instead of taking 1 to 3 days, it'll be 2 to 5 days. And I would count on it being more toward the 5 days. 28,000 people, once again, those postal workers will lose their jobs. At this point, because it's been so mismanaged and so troubled, it's the only way to save it. according to the VP, David Williams, who's been trotted up on the Hill along with some others to talk about the problems. Patrick Donahoe is usually the guy you see, the postmaster. He says we can't sit back and wait or else this thing is dead. 10 years, it's gone. So the Postal Service, if they have it their way, regular mail wouldn't be delivered the next day, and that would start in April, like I said. So there's 250 mail processing facilities. You might live near one. You might know some people that work at one of those places. They're going to close 250. Right now, consumers on average get regular first-class mail the day after it was mailed, according to the Postal Service, unless you live in Texas. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you. It is slow at times. But after the changes, they're saying that it would take, like I mentioned, maybe even up to 5 days. At this point, though, you wonder how many people would use the Postal Service if they desperately had to get something somewhere. So that's going to cost probably other consumers that might still be using the United States Postal Service. They'll probably go elsewhere. And the rates, what happens to the rates? So while this is going on, you have to think that the men in brown and the other forms of delivering mail are licking their chops at what they're going to be able to do. I mean, let's face it, this was inevitable because they basically ripped off money. They grabbed money from the USPS. And left them barren. They were struggling anyway because of the mail volume going down and the mail volume in the future going down even more dramatically. Cutting the processing plants will help. Cutting the amount of people will certainly help. And they're talking about what kind of equipment they'll use, you know, the processing equipment, what it runs on average. Right now, it's 6.5 hours a day. What they want to have happen in the future is to run the processing stuff, the mail processing stuff, 16 to 20 hours a day. So that would cut down on all the humans that you would need doing it. And, of course, shrinking the plants that are processing it, they would try to do it faster. I can see all kinds of problems with this. But the Postal Service and the unions are negotiating, and they've got these union contracts. They expire on December 7th. What day is it today? So they're in trouble. I mean, people aren't using the mail. They're not using the mail. And if you like getting mail, if you like getting cards, if you like running and getting all of the stuff, all of the pieces of mail you get, you know, even the free magazines or whatever, beware because it's rapidly coming to an end. The first class delivery, I think, is going to kill them. To me, it's almost as if they're going to fold up as a result of this. People run to the post office at the last second. Let's face it, we're a nation of procrastinators, and they want things delivered fast. So if they can't get them delivered barely within a week, I think that's going to still kill them. I don't know that that plan will work for them. All right, we have a plan here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
ATN, I said we would hit the mailbag because we've got free delivery here and it's on time. How about that? But that's the problem. It's the snail mail. Yep, we all shoot each other emails. And thank you, America. You fill up the mailbag each and every time. We're going to get to that in a second. One quick note before we head to the mail room. One quick thing. The interesting story to me on the day that kind of got overlooked, I think, by some, because there's, you know, this is kind of crunch time. It's the end of the year, and everybody's scurrying around. Either they're stumping for votes, or they're trying to pass things in Washington, or you're trying to get things together because you got a holiday coming up, you're working your three jobs, you're going out there to chop down that tree, because you heard Kate Delaney say it's no good to have an artificial tree. So now you feel compelled to go and get the real thing to just add to your list. So in the middle of all of this stuff going on that clogs up our brains, there was a stealth drone that Iran has. And so what do I mean by that? You know, we fly the drones. Of course, you know that. We have lots of arguments about drones and what they're used for. But this super, super secret spy plane is supposedly in the hands of the Iranians, and it could be a major blow in a way for the U.S. military and more gloating for Iran, if anything else, because trust me, if they're releasing the information that they have it, they want everybody to know that they have it. But you think of the spy plane and the technology on that spy plane, it's the same. You know, the drone basically was the same exact the drone that went missing is the same exact drone that was used to actually monitor the compound during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. So the military, some military sources are confirming anyway that the Iranians have to have the, they call it the RQ-170 drone, which is such an advanced piece of machinery that the U.S. Air Force doesn't even have, haven't even had a photo of it out there distributing it. But they say that they don't believe that the spy plane was shot down because Iran has, of course, its own state-run news agency, and they've said that they shot it down, but they don't believe that. The news agency is IRNA, and they say that the spy plane had a little bit of minor damage to it after they took it out. However, I don't think that's what happened here. I don't think that's what happened, because what they say, anybody who's been around the any of this equipment, they say they would have an indication of that if that had happened, and clearly they didn't get any of that, so that hasn't happened before. Iran, as you know, is in a wrestling match with us that they've been in with for a very long time. We're both in chokeholds, and not just the U.S., but others over the nuclear program. And then we just had these sanctions. So I think that they're just going to add it to their collection, put it under glass somewhere, put it on public display, gloat about it, because that might have happened before. The story goes that this is something that they've shown off in the past. They've shot down other pilotless planes of ours, and they showed the Russians, ha-ha, here we go, we've got the U.S. drones, and that they have it somewhere in their own little private museum so that they can show it off. It's not a cheap piece of machinery. $6 million stealth aircraft. Lockheed Martin puts it out. And the reason it has RQ in it, as my cousin who works for Lockheed told me, is it's in the name to show that it's unarmed. That's why it's RQ, the RQ-170 Sentinel. But it's got that stealth technology on it, and it's the observable one. So it was used for surveillance, not for any kind of a attack mission. But, man, the wingspan on this puppy, 65 feet, can fly about 50,000 feet, almost entirely, the whole thing, without any kind of metal, so that it can dodge that radar. That's the idea. And then it's got some kind of special paint on it that adds to the whole idea of that it's so stealth. That's so that likely you wouldn't be able to see it, but apparently they saw it. All right, we're heading to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one's from Jack in Austin. Jack says, Kate, what a puppet show it was over the weekend to watch Herman Cain. I really actually felt sorry for his wife. Yet another woman who is forced to stand by her man while he gets in front of the microphones and talks about the media and the media's fault for all of his problems and the reason that he had to drop out of the race. That's ridiculous. I actually liked Herman Cain, and as you know, I can't stand Barack Obama. But I'm glad that all of his shenanigans were made public for whatever is worth. For whatever it's worth, some of it might be exaggerated, but you have to think where there's smoke, there's fire. I stole that from you. Yeah, well, you know, that's what we've been saying all along. When the more things that came out, the more that it made it impossible for him to raise money. So you can't raise money, you can't have people, you don't have people backing your campaign, and you're not rising up in the polls, you're not going to win the primaries. You got to dump out. And for his family's sake, he had to step aside on this one anyway, because how much more of this was going to be played out? A lot, maybe. It, certainly the one woman, Ginger White, she was captivating a lot of audiences for, you know, 3-4 days, and it was time to cut and run. It was time to cut, definitely, and run in a different direction. He'll still be around, though. He'll be around. He'll be talking somewhere. Remember, he used to be a talk show host besides a businessman and the head of Godfather's Pizza. All right, let's move on to this one. This comes to us from John in Vermont. I've never emailed your show before, Kate. At first, I didn't like America Tonight. But the more I listen, the more I enjoy the show. And in fact, I've kind of gotten hooked on you and your crew. Obama and the payroll tax cut. This is my question. Why is he adopting this as his issue? You have to be kidding me. He might want to pound the Republicans' heads into the sand, but this is a stupid issue for him because he's saying the Republicans are hypocritical for saying they won't raise taxes, but they won't come to the table in the spirit of cooperation on a payroll tax holiday extension. What is he, smoking pot again? Here's the thing with the taxes and with the money. The Republicans are worried about where the money will come from. I think that's a valid thing to question, don't you? Of course it's a valid thing to question because of the idea of pilfering Social Security to dump it into the extension. Because, see, here's the problem. What keeps happening in Washington is robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then you look up and all of a sudden it's too late. It's like credit card poker. So you have good credit. You get into trouble, you lose a job, your spouse loses a job, one of your kids gets sick, whatever. All of a sudden your expenses go up, and you start taking all these credit card offers, and before you know it, you have 52 credit cards or whatever amount, and you can't pay them anymore. And everything starts to sink because you're not enough money. We know the scenario. It's simple economics. Enough money isn't coming in to go out to pay what you owe. And this is the problem with the government. This is why smaller government, in my opinion, would be better. A small, effective government over a big, out of control, latent with problems, filled with red tape government, which is doing us no good. They need to take the axe out and just swing. And sadly, it's gotten so ridiculous, it shouldn't have been to this point anyway. One thing, if you're talking about a couple of trillion dollars versus, oh, 14, 15 trillion dollars. Thanks for the email. Keep listening to the show. Coming up, we can count. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, we got a lot of interesting stories coming up.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Favorite things of mine that we do on this show nowadays, counting, because it is all about counting after all, counting sheep when you're a child, counting the money that you owe the tax man when you get just a little bit older. And how about this one? It has nothing to do with either one of those things. This is a sad story, actually. A lot of us have a fear of falling. I never used to have anything with heights. I think as you get older, maybe, you start to think about that a little bit more. Anyway, a woman has survived, I don't know for how long, she's in critical condition at this point. She fell 75 feet from the Queen Mary in Long Beach Harbor into the water. The Long Beach Fire Department says they got a call at about 8:30 on Monday that she fell off the ship, and somebody jumped about 15 feet in the water to try to rescue her, so that was great. Somebody saw it happen and immediately tried to do something. How she fell, what was the circumstance behind it, at this point, nobody knows. But can you imagine falling off of a ship 75 feet? It's very strange. It's like, and of course, it's much higher than that, but the people that jump off of the Golden Gate Bridge, there are people that survive that and they're perfectly fine. Others that survive it and come out with injuries, and then others that immediately hit the water and that's it. And they don't talk about the jumpers that often, but of all the bridges in the United States, that bridge has the most jumpers, and it's quite sad what people will do, the extremes that they'll go to. And often there's boats that go by and try to do what they can as they see someone fall down and take that kind of a plunge. In this case, it could have been just some kind of freak accident. They don't know. But it would be pretty scary to see that. And that was quick thinking for somebody on another level to dive in the water and go after her. This is a crazy story about bears. Wildlife officials are saying that about 200 bears were actually killed on the first day of the black bear hunt. And I started to look at that, and this is in New Jersey. They say a six-day hunt is needed to reduce the population that's estimated at about 3,400. But it seems, I don't know, it seems very arbitrary to me. So they issued 6,400 permits. They allowed hunters to patrol 1,000 square miles of northern New Jersey, which has one of the densest black bear populations in the nation. I knew they had black bears, but I didn't realize it was that thick with black bears. So the State Department of Environmental Protection's Division of Fish and Wildlife supervises the hunt, and it's what I said. They try to stabilize and reduce the population because of the conflicts with the bear-human interactions. They're trying to limit that. Opponents are saying it's murder and a crime against nature. I don't know. What do you think? Is it a crime against nature to thin the herd in a different sense? You have to think of some of the things that have happened in these conflicts with the humans. And they say there's been about 3,000 instances where there was a human-bear interface with actually 46 going into somebody's home. Oh, can you imagine coming home and there's a black bear in your kitchen? What do you do? I mean, that's a good question. What do you do if you are in that situation? Besides panic, I think don't they say you have to freeze? That you're supposed to just freeze and try to scare the bear off or duck? I think I would duck. I don't know that I could freeze. I would feel like I would be frozen and frightened in that moment. But it really is a serious thing. I have a lot of friends that live in northern New Jersey, and I've heard them talk about that before. Nobody recently, I know, but in the past I've heard people talk about seeing a black bear or two. And now I've never really thought about it until this story that, yeah, to me, they've got to be able to thin it out. What are you going to do? Otherwise, how would you contain that population and limit the problems? Speaking of Breaking Bad, did you ever see that television show? It's a great show. In fact, I have to credit Matt Johnson for turning me on to Breaking Bad. And this kind of reminded me of it. There's a 74-year-old professor who's lectured at some Boston schools for over two decades, now charged with running a meth lab. Irina Christie teaches math at Boston University and Suffolk University. How about that? You never know, all shapes and sizes. And has been making money on the side doing the meth lab thing for apparently what looks to be a long time. They're still investigating it, but they nabbed her just recently. 74 years old. She lives in Somerville. Her son apparently was also involved. And there she was every semester teaching the kids math. And Boston University, hey, is a pretty decent school. Who knows what the professors are doing? And mom, was the son living with mom? Was it his idea? Were they trying to make money on the side? What is the reason? That's what I want to know. What is the reason? And what ultimately is the, ultimately, what is the time is that she's going to do? It could be for the amount that apparently they had there. That could be pretty big time. Pretty big time for running meth in and out of there. And that's a big story out of Boston. Huge story out of Boston. All right, we keep talking about this. And because there's a number here, it's worth mentioning again. And because we have to care about this, the European Union nations, now 15, count them, 15, have been placed on negative credit watch. Glad to know we have company. Standard & Poor's on Monday warned that it could carry out an unprecedented mass downgrade on the Eurozone countries if the UE leaders don't reach some kind of an agreement on what to do about the debt crisis in the summit that's coming up later in the week. So there's a threat, is what that is. They're placing the ratings of those countries on credit negative or credit watch negative, and that means also Germany and France, so all of them. And that's, you know, what these negative credit ratings can do. I mean, certainly, listen, they're on the verge of collapse. So that's just another nail in the coffin in the in figuring out what to do. The higher interest rates that the euro governments have been forced to pay to sell the sovereign debt is a part of the result of the risk and the chance of that recession in that area. You know, already Greece needs to get a second helping. Certainly in Italy, the boot is being crushed. Spain is in trouble. I mean, pick a country, any country, and it's across the board, they're still dealing with the same thing, a terrible crisis of more of confidence. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do to try to ease the problem here? So it's affecting our markets as well. Whenever you say European Union, just think, all right, more of the stupid. More of the stupid. And in Greece, they're still digging out. Like I said, they got their hand out for yet more money. But you have the problems with the other countries, too, as well. Plus, we're on the hook for it because, oh, yes, we, the taxpayers, have dumped money into this situation. Did you know that? Yep, well, we did. How about this one? We go from muggers in the European Union to actual muggers. A mugger who got two black eyes shot himself in the ankle after he was trying to rob an Ultimate Fighter. You see, it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You have to be careful where you're going and who you're asking money from. So it happened about 11:30 on Friday. This was in Chicago. And he ended up getting really smashed to smithereens. What happened was the Anthony Miranda is the kid's name who's charged with the robbery. But he's on the street and he decides he's going to go for it. And sure enough, he ran into not only an Ultimate Fighter, but, and I guess if you're an Ultimate Fighter, you're a martial arts expert. And what he did was, he pulled out a handgun when he got into a car and then demanded that the driver hand over his money. So the driver complied, gave up some money, and then this chump ordered him to get out of the car, and at that point it was all over. They started wrestling. The gun went off, and it shot the robber in the ankle, and it turned out that he had no chance against the fighter who knew too many moves. So how about that? Be careful, even with a gun. Don't bring a gun to a fight where you are outmatched when it comes to the martial arts. It's amazing what some of these Ultimate Fighters are trained to do. I'm serious. Give them an inch and they'll take you. They'll pin you and more. All right, we're not pinned in here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, we've got some headers as we head for the exit.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Let's go. Books barely down the street. People wait out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one done. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
All right, this is a segment here on America Tonight we like to call The Headers, and what that means is it's what's making the headlines across America, the buzz in your backyard, if you will. How about this from a couple of different papers? The Washington Post, always the paper of record when it comes to politics, I think. They break a lot of stories, actually. The headline, banner headline, is Gingrich emerges as clear front winner in Iowa. And then it goes on to say that, yeah, the struggling former House Speaker has really surged to the front of the Republican presidential field in Iowa. He's got a clear lead over the two closest guys. Can you guess who they are? Mitt Romney, of course. And second to Romney is Ron Paul. And this is according to a new Washington Post ABC poll. And then they go on to say, can Gingrich make himself a lasting contender, and how he leads in Iowa and all that sort of stuff. Then right beneath it, the headline is Romney outpaces Obama in the race for campaign funds from billionaires. And check this out. This is interesting. 42 billionaires in this country have donated to Romney's campaign, while at least 30 have given to Obama. And then there's this story. Romney spent $100,000 to hide records. And boy, they want you to know certain things, and they don't want you to know other things. Actually, Mitt Romney and his wife were on the cover of Parade magazine. You know, if you get the Sunday paper, the little free mag that's there, they were on the cover of that magazine, and the kids were inside, and they asked him all kinds of questions about his life and running for politics in the beginning, when he first got started, and why, and different things about him. Actually, it was a pretty decent article. Well, this says that Romney spent money in state funds to replace computers in his office at the end of his term when he was governor of Massachusetts back in 2007 as part of an effort to keep his records secret. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, it means that they were trying to get rid of the records because there were certain things they didn't want to see. So hard drives on the state-issued computers, all that stuff. Before he left office, they had emails and other electronic communications that were just completely wiped from the state servers. So any of the internal documents of his during his tenure as governor is gone, is erased. They scrubbed the emails. You know when you have your emails scrubbed? Unfortunately, I had my email scrubbed unknowingly when I was hacked. But he wasn't hacked. They did this on purpose. And what does that mean? Well, there's an argument that the paper records of him being governor aren't subject to public disclosure. Then other people say, well, that's not true. And that is a way to, you could assess his performance. But regardless, it doesn't matter. It's about what he had on the computers, whatever the documents were, really private emails or back and forth between staffers. It's gone. Nobody's going to see it. And I kind of feel mixed about that. This is why Bush never, ever sent emails, because he didn't want some email to be misconstrued or to have anything that he had said down. He didn't want any kind of a record of those emails. We see how emails have come back to bite several people, haven't we? All right, let's move on to another piece of the puzzle when it comes to headlines. As far as like big magazines or big publications that we still look at, an interesting newspaper, I think, that sometimes really tells you what's going on in the West Coast is the Seattle Times. I spent a little bit of time in Seattle, and I read it when I was there, and I kind of like their spin on things, believe it or not. So this is what they've got. We went from the Washington Post to the Seattle Times. Their top headline is this: GOP sees expanded gambling as state budget solution. And they talk about Republicans wanting to let non-tribal casinos offer slot machines, the same ones as the tribal casinos, with the state getting a piece of the money. There are a lot of states that are wrestling with this, and one of them is Seattle, certainly. So it's not a surprise that that is something that would make the top fold, let's say. Then you go a little bit further down, and they say King County median home price drops 11%. We'll talk about buzz in your backyard. On the West Coast, it is so uber expensive. A house in many parts of the Midwest, except for Chicago, compared to a house in Seattle, you could take the same house, it'll be double, sometimes triple. Seattle's like that. Los Angeles is like that. So when they say double-digit drop, that's a pretty big deal. The median price of houses sold in King County, you curious about what they're paying in Seattle last month? $321,000, 11% less than in November of the previous year, which was $320,000. How about that? Condos, $225,000. I guess you have to be in a band and hope that they place you somewhere. Or actually think about it, Microsoft, the whole tech industry thing, though a lot of people have lost jobs too in Seattle. So they get these tech jobs, but then when they lose the tech jobs, it's really hard to keep pace because you can't, I mean, what job are you finding? And the big employer, one of the big employers, certainly in that neck of the woods is, besides Boeing, is Microsoft. Microsoft, absolutely. We move on to another one, like the Philadelphia Daily News. What could they be talking about in Philadelphia? There's some people listening to us, actually, in Philadelphia, maybe right now. Here's what they're talking about in Philly. They say, Father Judge High School closed on Tuesday. Why? They're investigating. Check this out. This would make you kind of quiver a little bit. They're investigating why 150 people at a weekend cheerleading event got sick. What could it be? The only common denominator for all those people who got sick is that they went to that event. Ooh. And then they've got a story here. They have a headline that says, jury awards amputee $14 million in a bus crash. And apparently there was a student who lost her left leg when she was run over by a school bus in 2007. So $14 million, that's a very big settlement. Penn State, of course, in the news all over Pennsylvania. And the headline is PSU and other schools cautious on disclosure. And it goes on, that's the headline, it goes on to say that Penn State and some of those schools were pretty cautious about a bill to bring them under the right to know law. There have been a lot of discussions about what now has happened on that campus and what should really happen if you see a crime with a, involving a child. So Penn State and three other schools are worried about the support that they're getting, legislation, the support there to introduce Monday in the state house in Pennsylvania, the campus is fully under the right to know. So that would reform the need to have this, what are my legal obligations? Should something happen? Should I witness something? And the idea is, yeah, you would have to be involved. It would be a criminal act, so you would have to report it. This all, of course, is on the piggyback of Jerry Sandusky and what happened there and the 40 criminal counts that he faces, the child sex assault allegations, so that there would be no problem in differentiating what you're supposed to do. It would just be the law straight across the board. I have a feeling they're not going to have trouble getting people to jump on board of that one. That's why they're getting bipartisan cooperation. It only makes sense. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.